If you knew it was me, would you?
Ashley sends an impulse
up to the zones in the map.
Run your fingers down the wall.
Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4.
In the Rimmon Plate.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality.
Blue Room Insight this week. I am still Daniel.
I might be Skipper. Who am I?
Darius is not here. Darius, we had a busy week this week.
It's a strange week.
The Halloween week. There's a lot going on. People got to work. There are parties going on.
But we're here now.
But we're here, and that's all that matters. Other than what you guys did today, is there any new things going on?
So we have what we did do, but also over the past couple days, there's also what we didn't do.
Oh, you mean the battleship?
The battleship, yes.
Yeah. I'm still pretty bummed.
Yeah. I was really looking forward to that.
Like, a lot. Like, I thought I was going to maybe get a little bit more answers this time.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily have the questions anymore.
And it's just not going to be the same. It got rescheduled for what, March?
May.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Not the same.
No, not the same.
It doesn't have the same vibe.
Not at all. Not at all. But that's okay, because we're bringing still that kind of vibe to you guys today. But before we talk about that, you and I went to the battleship, though.
We did.
For my daughter's birthday. We went up there while my wife worked. I was like, hey, kiddo, you want to go see a big warship or pirate? She's like, yes. And I was like, let's go.
And so, once she woke up, she thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Whenever she got around to waking up, she was awake, but she was very timid with everything. Wasn't really like responsive.
Yeah.
She was just kind of there. And then we gave her some applesauce.
Changed the game.
Fucking, that's what it was. She was just hungry. She was just ready to do something.
Kickstarted her.
Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, it's a museum, like, you know. But she had fun around the, we were about the fifth, we were underwater when she started having fun. On the level of the floors. We were in the generator room, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was a good time. It's different in the daytime.
It is.
I prefer it at night.
Same.
Actually.
Well, we also had more of areas to explore at night. And we had free range.
But even then,
there was so much more area.
Obviously, more of the boat was open. But there's some places they had open that if I have seen them open, it's been years since then.
Yeah, we got to go into the deep freezer. Never seen that open before.
I haven't either.
That was not open during the haunt.
It wasn't, no.
So, honestly, if it would have been, it would have probably been a hazard.
I feel like I've seen it open maybe once, but it's been so long.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple of things that, like, I was like, okay. And then, but they were doing a lot of remodeling.
So they probably closed some stuff off and opened new ones.
The whole side that we were at last year was closed.
Not the whole side, but the majority of it.
Which side?
That the right side of the boat where we did the pendulums first.
Gotcha.
Where is that at? Is that starboard?
Port is left because they both have four letters. I don't. That's not why. That's just how I remember it.
Whoa.
What? I sure hope I'm remembering that correctly.
Wait, what? That is so funny. Do you think it's that way because of the way... Because, I mean, we got to think... I'm not sure when that started getting talked about. But, like, do you think they did it that way? Let's just think of, like, colonizing times with, like, Europe. When they followed the currents and everything... Or the stream, like the Gulf Stream for us, or like, you know, the winds, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it just so happened? Because, you know, they would come down and then across. So do you think always for them, port side was always the left side because that's where the land was, you know?
No, that's exactly why. It's called port because that's the side you're pulling up to, like the dock.
Oh, yeah, but that's not why I'm saying it. I'm saying it because like the... just the way that, like, they would have traveled.
Oh.
The continents would have always been on their left side. Or in front of them. Like...
the other way the currents move?
Yeah, like, so, like, you go from England, so you're coming down, so your left side's towards Europe and Africa.
What about if you're just traveling from, like, Spain to Britain?
Well, it's in front of you.
Yeah.
So, like I said... So I mean, I don't know. Either way.
But yeah, it's just port because that's the side you would typically pull up to port with.
So you pull up to the left.
And then it's starboard. The
driver's side.
Because that's the side the steering would happen on, apparently.
Okay. 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 The steering would happen on that side?
I don't know the specifics, just...
like the road?
The breakdown, starboard is essentially to steer the boat side.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I thought... my thinking was also very simple, but they actually may have went even more simple.
Yeah,
we just park on the left.
So their navigation was on the star.
Yeah,
that's where their maps were.
But yeah, that's how I remember it. It's just port four. Left, both four.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
that's a good way of doing it. Yeah, other than all that crazy shit, nothing's really been new for me. Haven't done it. I bought some more records.
That's a weekly. Oh wow, that's a lot more than I thought it was.
Some you've already seen. I have not put them away. They've been being listened to before I put them away.
Gotcha.
And also, I catalog them.
Got to test out the goods first.
Yeah, I catalog them, and then they're alphabetized.
So, are you cataloging digitally or pen and paper?
Oh, actually, yeah, digitally. Victoria's doing it. So
I use a Discogs for all my like tracking.
The app?
Yeah.
I think
It won't tell you, like, quantities or whatnot.
Yeah, so what I do is I use that app to rate everything.
Yeah, I own, I just kind of go ahead, add it to my collection.
No, so I also want to do that, too. So I just haven't done it yet. Gotcha. But once it's all in there, I'm just going to go off of the Word document or Google document, whatever it is, and just do it real easy. Just fucking scan it through there. I know I have a couple that is not on there. Like my Supertramp by Supertramp.
Really? It's not on there?
Mm-mm. Or no, I'm sorry. That one is on there. Sorry, I'm thinking of Early Flight from Jefferson Airplane. That one's not on there. But I think it's because it's a compilation album.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably it.
Or it's a one-time kind of thing. So, yeah. But I bet it has the Smiths compilation albums on it. Because Smiths has a lot of compilation albums. So, I mean, and I have, like, all those. But I don't know. I don't know. I've been looking into getting a couple of new things. Been trying to see if I want to do, like, update my Santana. Because I have a lot of Santana on CD. But I don't...
Santana, I think I've only got one album from Santana.
I only have one. Like vinyl?
Yeah. Mm. It's the Caravan Sarai or something like
that. Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones, actually. That one in Abraxas or whatever.
Yeah.
Those.
Yeah.
So, no, I didn't even... Yeah, the Caravan one's really good. That was the one. That was the album that I think we listened to when we went to go see him. In the truck.
On the way there. Yeah,
I think so. So, let's talk about what brought us here today. The spirit board, the talking board, the witch brand, the Ouija, or Ouija, or
Ouija. Yeah, whichever. However Ouija, you want to pronounce it.
Or Ouija. I don't know. Watch how's a job.
Ouija.
No, Ouija board. But basically, this is just a board, and Hasbro owns it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is a board game that Hasbro owns, and it is marked with letters. But the first original one, oh, maybe I'm thinking of a different one. Then.
We'll get back
to yeah, that. Yeah, that's it. Maybe my app's not the app I'm thinking of. Anyways, this thing has been around for a good minute. It really has been. Or at least the spirit board. Maybe not necessarily like just the Ouija, but the spirit board has been. It used to have the Latin alphabet on it, though. Obviously, for us, it's English. Could you imagine if you guys did the Latin? Skipper's over here like it wouldn't fucking change the thing. He said, like, he knows. He fucking... Dude, Darius asked me at work today. He goes, hey, you think... one, he was like, you think they'll record? And I was like, probably not. And he was like, why not? And I was like, the only thing that would be decent would be video.
Yeah, we thought about
it. And I was like, and we don't have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And then I looked at him and I was like, and nothing will probably happen anyways. And I was like, even me being conscious about it and cautious about it.
Yeah.
It won't happen, and I'll tell you why. Because neither of you truly believe in it, and that is why it wouldn't work. And I'm not going to do it, because I fucking know it'll work, because it did it before with me. And I don't care if our listeners say that that was a complete lie or fabrication. If it was a lie, then holy shit, my friends are really good, because we were kids. And it told me where the question I asked was, am I moving? And what's... And, where am I moving to? And it told me a whole fucking state. And bitch, did you know I fucking moved there? So, like, don't fucking... Like, that shit's weird. Okay, but anyways, yeah. So this motherfucking board over here, the Ouija board, it's been a minute. It's been here, you know? So a lot... this method, I almost feel like, the writing method... The Ouija board maybe not has been for here for a minute, but like that method of yeah. trying to speak mm-hmm. to this other realm has kind of been there. And we actually have found mentions of it in China around the 1100 AD during the Song Dynasty. And it was known as Fiji, but Planchetti writing or Planchetti writing. But basically, it just means, like, necromancy and communion with, like, the spirit world. So, this is a game that has been out there. You know, Christians around the world either use it to try to speak to their dying relative or they think it is Satan himself. That's the only reason why I brought Christians into it, because
yeah, I was going to say,
it's more
a pagan thing.
Yeah, it is. Well, even in today's worldview, like one, have you guys noticed that paganism's kind of, I don't know if it's increasing or decreasing, but I feel like it is more relevant.
You see,
or that? I see it way more often, and I'm not on TikTok. I don't really go on those.
So when you other say social paganism, sites, but I'm talking about what like do you here. Mean by that?
Multiple. People believing in multiple, like, gods or deities. But here's the difference. It's not necessarily, like, Norse or Egyptian or something like that. It's more of, like, a nature kind of thing.
Gaia kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to speak out of turn anything like that. But, like, would that be considered paganism? Or is this... Or is thinking of the Gaia way, is that kind of, like... I don't know
enough to say,
yeah.
But that is just the general kind of like witchy Gaia vibes. Yeah, that I would.
Well, if you're a witch, wouldn't that be Wicca?
And even then, I feel like I tie that pretty closely to paganism.
But
they're different.
On a definition level, on the simplest term, isn't paganism just basically believing in like multiple gods?
Yes, but it's more of a natural thing.
Okay.
But like you said, it is more for nature.
Like, and that's always been that way, or is that now
pretty much
the main thing?
Basically, nature is sacred. One of the things is nature is sacred, and the natural cycles of birth, growth, and death observed in the world around us carry profoundly spiritual meanings.
Fuck, man. I think we're all pagans, aren't we? So then I definitely understand then why this is becoming a little bit more relevant in today's world, or not just that, but the that it's becoming a little bit of a trend, in a sense.
Well, it's like the Wiccans.
More mainstream.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know me. I like nature
yeah.
as much as the next guy, and I try to do as much as I can, in a sense,
yeah.
for it. But, like, no, I don't know. I kind of did.
You gonna go pagan?
I need to, clearly, no, because I need to understand a little bit more to this, because I just don't feel like I'm understanding it completely, I guess.
So the, like, basic definition I've got is just a religion other than one of the main world religions, specifically non-Christian, incorporating beliefs or practices, especially about nature worship.
I kind of worship nature, I'm not gonna lie. In a sense. Well, I mean, don't you guys?
Welcome to the party.
I mean, didn't Teddy? I'm just like, no, but like in a sense. But no, I understand. But I understand. Right about Teddy?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm reading two books right now.
Are either about Teddy?
No, but one's about bird watching. It's quite
is that
therapeutic.
I was going to say, is that very like nice. Literal bird watching or like figurative bird watching?
So it's a novel, okay. But it's like, it's about literal bird watching.
Okay.
But it's about like, just like, I don't know, like you, okay, so we, one thing, which everybody does this, so even when I was sober, I used to do this, but now that I'm high, it's just a whole different perspective. For nature. But like, no, I'm just joking. But like, whenever I'm like fucking last week when you were over here and I was like, dude, you gotta watch this bird fucking nature shit I was watching.
Yeah.
And how excited was I about like this fucking falcon?
There was a falcon just flying through the woods, kind of, you know, dipping between branches and whatnot. He was all about it.
Between branches, bro. This motherfucker was like, and then when it landed on a branch
and it was just,
it was like, crap. And it had like, it was cold, so it had like a nice little puff of like breath, like steam. Dude, you can't tell me that was not one of the top three most badass birds of prey you have ever seen in your life. Exactly. And that's crazy. Yeah. You saw the nod. Matt knows the nod. Look, because he knows it's true.
He said he doesn't know about majestic. I mean, not majestic, badass, but it was majestic.
I can't give it both. I don't know if I can give it top three.
Nah, dude.
What's the best one you've seen?
I don't know.
Okay, first of all, it was... I can't remember the bird's name.
Which one?
The tree one. But it starts with a P.
And it wasn't the peregrine falcon.
No, I thought that's what it was.
No, it was a different falcon.
The peregrine falcon, that's the one that's the fastest animal on Earth, right?
Yes. It has the highest top speed.
Yeah.
And that's just when it's dive
bombing. Dive bombing shit. That's like the second coolest bird, though. The first one was this one. Dude, it was in the fucking woods. And I get that. But like, I don't see the secretary bird doing this. Actually, I don't think it can at all.
It doesn't need to. It'll gouge your neck out with its foot.
Look at this thing, man. We need to figure out
what bird this is. This thing is taller than Sloan.
You guys feel like Sloan's, like, getting pretty tall? I feel like this child is growing way too fast.
Okay, I didn't know what a secretary bird is until I just looked this motherfucker up.
It's a menace.
Yeah, dude, that thing is cool as fuck. Wait, wasn't that on there too?
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. No, it was cool. But, it wasn't as cool.
Like a mole or something.
No, let's get that Shugo stork in here.
Dude, hold on. Netflix, nature, birds. All right. While I'm doing this, you guys go ahead and I want you guys to figure out, or tell me, sorry, not figure out, you guys already got it. Go ahead and tell me about your experience today.
All right, so we started off, we had the lights turned off, we had some candles lit.
Set the mood.
I
got him to light the black flame candle from Hocus Pocus, you know.
One was sitting up on the count, up on like the bar. We were sitting on the ground with one.
Damn.
I don't know what that means.
That is recorded.
I don't know what that is.
It's such a hardcore burn. We're going to let this pass, but I want you to let you know. I just want to let you know that you are some burnt grits right now. Like you were at the bottom of the pan. And they forgot to put butter in it. Like,
that's why I asked you, did you watch Hocus Pocus when I got...
However,
it has been just over 10 years.
Our listeners, and my little Matt over here, they know what's up. They know what's up.
I guess we'll get into that later. All right. So, candles were lit. Warmed up the board. You're supposed to, like, move it around in some circles. Started asking the questions, you know, is anyone here? What's your name? That kind of stuff. Using the board itself, we didn't get a whole lot.
It was mostly just you could feel us moving it, just trying to play around to actually get an answer.
And then, I mean, but you didn't feel anything?
No.
And then...
Not once.
We looked up at the bar...
I tried to. I closed my eyes. I tried to do it, but nothing.
I went.
Well, did you both put your hands on it?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys both. Did you also go in this, and before you even started, did you, like, do any kind of rituals, any, like, prayers, any, like, anything, like, inviting? Were you inviting? Were you, man, you guys.
Yeah, I told them. Yeah. Like, come hey, on guys, in. How you doing?
See, this is, you got the candles right, but you got to be a little bit more intimate, and this is why you guys failed.
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I don't get intimate with the spirits.
No, they get intimate with you.
So we're
but you better gotta be
doing that.
Intimate.
I end up going hands off the board just because it
told
wasn't.
You. Hands off the board. Go ahead.
Which
way? You're not supposed to do that, right?
It's a shame.
Did you close it?
Yeah.
Eventually.
Thank God.
Not as soon as we went hands off with it though.
That's okay.
We let them in. We tried to get anything we could in, good or bad.
I also tried to antagonize him a bit.
We had sage burning. He was getting a candle.
The candle had sage.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was cedar and sage.
It was cedar leaf and sage.
But, I went hands off. That one candle was sitting up on the bar. So I started talking to the candle. Or let me rephrase that. I started talking... through the candle.
So you remember what we did on the battleship last year? We're like, oh yeah, you can use our energy to contact us any way you need.
Dim the light. Yeah, after we did that.
Because we had a lantern that was electric, so you just had to turn it on or off. I was like, yeah, if you can dim the lantern or turn it off.
Do something with the lantern.
Yeah. Okay, and?
Didn't do anything with the lantern, but the candle next to it kind of like flared up for a second. And so we kind of shifted our attention to the candle, started asking some questions. Did you die in the area? Didn't really get a time period. Got Native American man drowned somewhere near here.
I'm sorry, what?
Let me finish. Native American man drowned somewhere around here. Did we get a person... associated at all?
No.
Okay.
Wait, and what was this with again?
This was a candle sitting up on the bar. We took like a little flare, kind of like just general embiggening of the flame as a yes, nothing as a no.
Matter of fact, it was the candle I got from Spirit Halloween that said I lit the black flame candle.
Son of a bitch.
And it was that one that he lit. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was that one.
That registered.
We talked with that one for a while.
The Ghost Hawk.
Okay.
That's
what. So it's not a falcon, it's a hawk.
Yeah, sorry.
But
G O S, I think.
Where was I? Oh, I asked it if we could, you know, bring the candle down to the board just to, you know, have a bit easier than just kind of like looking up at the candle.
Right.
I asked like 3 different times. It said no each time.
Okay. So you got.
And so we ended up just. I told it, all right, we're just going to stand up so I can see the flame a bit better because the candle was burning down a bit more.
Right.
A bit more. Stood up, talked to it a bit. Then. Yeah.
So that's like. So you guys did experience something, just not with the Ouija board.
All right. Here's the fun bit.
So did you guys document any of this either? Like, no, did you guys not get a notebook and write down timestamps and like minutes? You guys should have done that.
Wait, hang on.
Let me finish.
Okay.
And then my AC turned off and the candle went silent.
Like, it didn't do anything after that.
And then I blew out the candle with compressed air. And then Matt closed the board with his foot.
Wow.
Yep. So we just saw the flame flicker and we're like, you know what? We'll play along.
Yeah.
And you guys created your own fucking story. Mm-hmm. So a Native American who drowned. Pretty all.
Yeah.
And that can. 100% that happened here.
Didn't want to talk about it either. Like, went through a whole list of ways that he died. Then Matt asked if drowned, it wiggled a bit. And we were like, yeah, sure.
Real quick.
We're like, we're all with it.
And I understand, and I get the time it could have happened and stuff, but like, you think it understands English? If it was a Native American? And you also think it would say, yeah, I'm a Native American?
I think I said native.
Yeah, he just said native.
Okay, that's okay, because people call themselves natives. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, we're native to here. Like, if we're speaking to somebody that doesn't know our language, but can kind of understand, like, native, that's exactly what they would paint us as. So, like, I get that.
We asked if a foreigner killed it.
He said no.
Did the white man?
He said that a bear killed it? No. So did a woman kill you? No.
No, the fucking...
Well, and then I said, did a squaw kill you? No.
The fucking air conditioning did.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what do you think, man? What do you guys think about your experience?
So, obviously, as you said, we didn't go into it expecting too much. So there's a few things we could change moving forward.
Okay.
So
you would like to revisit?
It's a possibility.
Yes. Okay. Because we talked about it when we were on the way to go get something to eat, and we were like...
So the board itself, I think we need someone more experienced so they can show us how to properly use it.
Maybe I can see if Megan knows. And if she's cool, what we'll do is we can just have her come up here, do a whole episode with us, and then I'll send her over with you, and you guys can take whatever equipment that I have. Because, like I said, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, we also said we should get Daniel, somebody to do it, but he's not going to do it.
No, because you guys know, though, that I would do it, and I would do it really... Like, I would try to do it as best as I could.
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, the only reason why I did anything at the battleship was for, like, 2 or 3 reasons. And one, I wanted my fucking money's worth. 2, nobody was doing anything in our group. And 3, so I guess there's a 3... Whenever I read the book, like, 15 years ago, not really, it was about 10 years ago, of the hauntings on the battleship, each experience they ever had off the battleship only lasted for, like, a second. So, basically, what the author said, I can't remember his name, but he basically said that, like, they don't leave the battleship. So, I was just kind of like, however, whatever we experienced there may not have even been from, we don't know, like, we don't know. And that's why I was really fucking wanting to go back. Especially with the thermal.
Yeah.
Like, I had, like, my tablet was charged. Like, the thermal's charged. Everything was ready to go.
So yeah, obviously getting someone a bit more in tune with the board and kind of how to operate it.
No, I understand.
Probably a more controlled environment. Definitely turning off the AC in case any of that happens again.
Get your air conditioner like to a comfortable like 67, 68.
Get it then cool, cut it then off. Then cut it.
Ooh, or winter is afoot in a couple months. Just wait for it. You could just turn it, like, wait to when you're using heat and then just turn it off.
Yeah.
So, like, it'll stay at least cool.
And you still have the candles and stuff going, so it won't be that bad.
Yeah, you'll still have the heat there. So
yeah, that's definitely one variable to look out for in the future. That's probably the biggest one. Just.
Did you feel let down?
Not really.
Again, we kind of went into it not expecting a whole lot, so right. I can't really say I was let down.
When you guys started messing around with the flame, did you feel like you guys had something on the hook? Did it feel like you were fishing and you shit was actually biting on it and you were reeling it in? Were you guys excited?
When we started messing with the flame, to use your fishing analogy, it was less I felt like I had something on the line. And more I was shaking the line to make someone else think I had something on there.
So you're trying to trick Matt?
I was there, just tricked
yourself.
Obviously no one else was there.
The fucking
but just
house
kind of,
tricked you guys. You got burned by your HVAC. Like,
we had
set aside the time to do this, and I was happy to
don't belittle me right now.
And I was happy to have something to play along with to make that time go by.
We got bored. We saw the light flicker. We're like, you know what? Let's play along.
Neither one of us discussed that, though. I saw the candle. I started talking to the candle, and we just kind of went from there.
Because we weren't feeling it with the Ouija board. We said, mess around the light, show us a sign, make a noise, something. We said, knock. I said, don't mess with the ice machine because it already falls. I said, don't worry about that. I said, use my energy, flicker the lantern. Nothing happened. And as soon as we looked at the lantern, the flame flickered. We were like, screw it. We'll play along.
Okay. I gotcha. Well. Yeah, I think you need to be more in a seance.
And the whole time I was looking at the vent and I was like...
Which is why we need someone who's a bit more familiar with how to do those sort of things.
So, tomorrow morning I'll get up with Megan and we'll see where that goes. Uh-huh. I'll let y'all know throughout the week. So, well, thank you for putting your souls on the line for our audience and for myself and for Darius.
And we made a new Native American friend.
Yeah, you did. Its name is probably like
one who blows through vent,
or one who is with wind. Or I was honestly going to say gone with wind. I was. That was going to be the first one, but I was trying to make sure. And then I was like, oh no, that's only a bad one if during Civil War time.
Do you think he would have a different name in the life after this one, or do you think he would carry his name?
Well, man, that's
gone through that's, water.
That's. wow. That's actually hard to think about, right? Because, like, you know, I don't know. Or not hard to think about. Sorry, hard to answer.
Yeah.
I don't know because I don't know. That's why. I don't know. Because I can't, like, honestly.
I don't know enough about their.
When I start to try to actually think of that stuff logically, I don't know. My brain kind of just. Nothing goes in there because it doesn't know because we don't know. I can read all like, I mean, you know, what's nice about that though, especially since I'm high right now, that makes me feel like I still have a good head on my shoulders knowing that like I'm over here like, no, I don't know. Instead of me like going, let me tell you, right? Like I'll do that with some things, right? Like the
like
geopolitical shit that gets going on. But
like my body, I am Skipper. If I die and my soul gets
I know what
trapped
you mean,
between the dimensions,
yeah, dude.
Does my soul go by a different name?
No, like does no, it go no. By I understand. Your, I understood the question. I just want to know. Like, it's hard to think about that stuff because let's think about all the things that we've been fed or read or anything like that, right? So, like, we could think of Einstein, energy equals mass.
Yes.
So, to me, logically, that makes sense. Like this. When we die, our energy escapes our body or whatever. You know, whatever happens to us.
Assuming us in like this physical form is a
vessel,
I guess, energy compatible with this dimension, if that makes sense. Like our soul, it might interact, but it might not
bind.
Yes.
So what if...
So, I mean, it still could interact. Okay, so if you...
So, like...
So, we're going to go through a quantum thing real quick.
Let's say we die. Our energy leaves.
Say it ascends into a fourth-like dimension.
Yes.
It binds with the fourth, but still can comprehend the third.
So, what if you had a strong sense of self enough to where it left behind residual energy, and that's where you're... So, like, let's say back at the battleship, we connected, what, Edward?
Okay, there's more than Edward, but right. Yeah.
That's just an example.
Yeah.
So what if he had such a strong sense of self that it just projected it and it attached to that name to where it just recognized it?
You know...
Or it's a completely unrelated spirit who people went looking for Edward and found that.
Right. He's like, screw it.
Just what if whatever it is just answers.
Yeah.
You know? However, if we bring the battleship as our... That's our example.
Yeah. Or it's an amalgam of different energies based on...
Right, there was a lot of different entities.
I'm saying what if each, like, individual entity is actually, like, an amalgam of experiences from multiple sources. And once those collect strong enough is when we can actually communicate with them.
I just don't know.
I mean, it's none like, of us know.
I mean, what it, like, the residual energy thing, I don't like, because that means, in a sense, you could scream so loud that scream's there forever, right? I don't like that. However, on a quantum level, that is true. Like, that can happen. You can move those guitar strings hard enough, and those strings are different forever.
Well, you don't even have to do it hard enough, because once you vibrate that string...
Right, you're right. You're right. Once you can vibrate it, once you can...
Once it has, it affects everything.
Right.
That
so, I mean, I suppose...
Since then.
So, yeah, I mean, I suppose residual energy would be... Would have been that. And also, you know, it makes sense to a point if that is what that is. And it is just when you die or whatever happens. Like, there was a split second that you were in two different, you know, you were going whatever's happening to you, right? Yeah. Your death.
And the physical you and the spiritual you are no longer the same.
The energy that was leaving you kind of like, split
tapers off.
Yeah, like it just or it splits.
Yeah.
Like that area, right? And instead of it closing perfectly, they kind of sew together.
It's going through the fabric of space, but instead of just like a pinhole and then you can just kind of like rub the fabric and it goes back together. It splits one of the seams, so you have to go back in and there's a little hole that never quite gonna go away.
I mean, that could just be like a wormhole.
So you know how a few of them died in an explosion on the ship, right?
Yeah, so no, I was thinking about that too.
Like, what if at that exact moment...
That's when...
That's the energy that...
Okay, but here's this, though. Okay, so if that energy is still there... When that explosion happened, would that energy have gone into the ocean? Or is that energy sticking to the ship? And then does it stick to the ship? Does it stick to... You know, does it... Does it become... It obviously it's bound to Earth physics, I would assume, right?
As far as I can tell.
Right, like, I mean, because I can't think of anything other... Oh, I can't think of fucking Venus's physics. But, like, I'm saying, like, the whole theory... It's almost like the time-traveling theory, right? Like, we also got to know where the fucking Earth's going.
Yeah.
So, do those spirits... Does this plane that they... hang out in, I mean, like, this, I don't know, it's weird, because I feel like this...
Because then we're getting into, are those spirits actively, like, bound to Earth by, like, its gravity? Are they actively choosing to follow Earth through space?
That's the other thing, is like, okay, so... Because you have to assume not that the energy just gets put, just gets, should get thrown out into space.
Because if they're not actively choosing, or let me hear from, if it is an active choice to kind of like stay and follow Earth,
there's like that, religions
then
that like believe in that.
That
like the, your
if it is an active choice, then that would mean as Earth kind of hurtles through space, not only is it kind of leaving a trail of like gas and dust, it's also just leaving a trail of souls who didn't want to stick around.
And then that energy just gets made into.
And I guess
sun or dust or whatever.
That's why everybody says galaxy. Most spirits are people who have unfinished business, and that's what attaches himself back to.
Did you guys see that?
So when they finish their business and dissipate, it's really just them kind of letting go of Earth.
And exploring, I guess, the rest of the universe, if that's how that works.
See, this is the other part, right?
And even then, are they traveling?
Can you travel? Like, could you... Okay, so what I was going to say...
What is the speed of spirit?
Did you see that? Did you see that? Apparently, there was like a study where Jesus is hot rod.
25,000 miles to the soul. I mean gallon.
Could it? I don't even know where I was gonna say with it.
Where was it? Some study.
Oh, okay. So somebody was saying that. If you basically meditate enough, that you can actually access, your brain can access the quantum world in a sense, and it can like be on the same plane as like the universe. You know, like a lot of people talk about how they manifest stuff, how they like make it happen. You know, a lot of people believe that is real, that like they are actually,
you can
like
think
you
put it, you can do it.
Right. Well, yes, but I'm saying like people will actually sit there, meditate, like hardcore meditation, not like fucking somebody sitting on the couch.
As in, like dropping your heart rate to like 20 or less.
To the point where, like, you're there for a couple days, which has happened. Yeah, people have, I think the longest somebody's meditated is almost like 5 days.
I'm pretty sure there was some monk who, by all accounts, was dead, but still had brain activity. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, his physical body was essentially wasted away.
There, okay, actually, speaking of all this, there was a monk that chose to, like, leave, like, the Jedi way. Like, Luke. He just...
Ghosted?
Yeah, he laid down.
Danny Phantom.
And told them.
Peace out, y'all.
Yeah, he told them by. He told the people by. I'll look more into it, and I'll send it to you guys. Maybe we can talk about it in the next coming weeks. But, like, and he just fucking died. And apparently they, like... Did, you know...
I'm assuming he was older.
Like, 50s, maybe? Okay. 60s. So, like, not... But, like, he didn't die of a heart attack. Yeah. He didn't... He just died. Like, and they don't know...
Because I know it is completely, like, documented that... I don't know the exact, like, science behind it, but you can essentially just kind of will yourself to die.
I could kind of see that at, like, a certain point, you almost just, like...
Don't tell people that.
You kind of like have like you can kind of like just stop your heart.
Yeah,
like you just stop it. You're but you go of, like with a breath. You just
You just kind of
like everything just stops. Done. Yeah.
You know, people are gonna try. Don't.
Nobody's gonna do that. If they can, or they can already will their death, Matt. Like
if me saying that is going to influence anything, they've probably already tried it.
Amen.
I don't look, guys, think I'm going to be their first.
Hey, there's a ton of help out there. If you really need help, go get it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what Skipper's trying to say, because now he's in trouble. Go get some help. But yeah, that monk, there was like, that stuff's really weird, but it's cool. It is cool. But you guys, like, I don't know. Like, I think about the Battleship a lot. Because I want to know what it is. And I'm a little upset that we didn't get to go. I'm not going to lie.
I think about the battleship less in that light and more just lobbing a shell 20 miles.
Temper, temper.
No, to be actually... Okay, so when I think of the battleship, I think of the battleship more so as a warboat and how awesome they are. Like, yeah. Cool. Like, they are cool. I'm not going to lie. You know, I mean, there's still countries that use battleships. Like, China has battleships. Why can't we fucking keep our battleships?
Because we have missiles.
Even though I may have heard rumors about stuff, but...
That's for another day.
We'll see where that goes. Possibly Missouri. Yeah,
we still got them.
We have destroyers, yeah. Which are way smaller than the battleship. They're
just museums now.
Oh, right. Like the Missouri.
And the Carolina.
And the North Carolina, which was on a list. And like I said, we saw a lot of stuff going on. And we saw a lot of repair where we don't see a lot of repair. Also, the boat's not in the mud anymore.
It is floating.
Well, they've been working on that for years, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've been working on this war for years, too.
That's also true.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, I think that might be it. Do we have anything else to say?
No.
Well, we'll catch you next week.
All right.
Later.